flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jason, it's your song. This is your song.
Feel something inside me saying, I really don't think you're strong enough now.
Bring it, Jason.
How can you not love this song?
It's a banger.
I don't care. If you don't love this song, you're wrong.
You can nail it. Was that like, you're a good singer. You got the falsetto singing going on.
I mean, he has a famous Christmas album, No Big Deal, you know?
I think we would all rather Jordan Alana sing this song. He would be able to nail it a lot more.
Only one of us in this room has done a duet with Stevie Nicks. I'll just say that, okay?
It's so good, man.
So sad.
Have you met Cher before?
What's up?
Have you ever met Cher?
I have not, no.
Classic.
Have you met Cher?
No, I have not.
Like you were gonna
I yearned.
Yeah, I was waiting for a Cher story there.
Yeah. I get the
feeling. He met Ralph Macchio. That's pretty cool.
I have
Karate
met
Kid.
Ralph.
Cher and Macchio.
Hung out with Ralph
Also
Macchio.
Motivational right there. You know, this song gets you going. Ralph Macchio would get me going.
I think so. Yeah. Ralph Macchio sort of defeated the odds. You look at the guy, he somehow did that crane kick to win the tournament.
He was the best around and no one's going to get him down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that song. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, Jason, here's something about John. Jason, you've gotten to know a million people, all these famous people, right? John had a unique... We haven't rolled this out in months. So, for those that have never heard this, this is pretty cool. John had a unique situation in college. John went to college with about 7 or 8 incredibly famous people.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right, John, let's...
Can never remember.
All right, here we go.
We always help
here
him,
we
yeah.
go. All right, here we go. Chelsea Clinton.
Tiger Woods.
Walt Clinton was president.
Yeah, that's a big one.
But
how do you not remember
during
that?
During the Lewinsky scandal. It was during Monica Lewinsky, so she was walking around campus with a group of people that were, like, supposedly student-aged,
yeah,
but you could tell
yeah.
that
disguise,
they were Secret
yeah.
Service right. with the thing in their ear and that backpack and stuff.
Your posture is way too good to be a student.
Right, but they were living in the dorms right. with her and
sure.
stuff.
Yeah. All right, so
the scandal was...
That's
I
brutal.
Felt so bad for her.
Brutal.
Because that's all it was. It was cameras following her around yeah. campus, asking yeah. her about Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, that's a tough position.
All right, Tiger Woods, when he was the best amateur in the world, right before he turns pro. So you got
wow.
Tiger.
Yes, as freshman, before he got any of the Nike stuff, yeah. the Nike
did
endorsements.
Did you meet him before all that?
Yeah, and I was wow. a total jerk. I was the guy in the training room like, wait a second, what sport do you play? You're a golfer? We need to get our ankles taped for practice, man. Yeah. What are you doing taking up a table?
How dare you?
How dare you? On his way to a billion.
And then he went off and signed for $90 million with Nike like 3 weeks later.
That's great.
Have you ever brought it up to him? Been like, dude, I know you just signed the
I don't
project,
think he wants to interact.
Stay the crap off of my ankle taping table, otherwise I'm still going to be pissed off.
He's not welcoming.
You had Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yes. Okay. Nice. Reese Witherspoon. She left. She was a year behind me. She left school. I saw her. I met her at a party. I thought she was the most beautiful creature I had ever witnessed.
Nice.
And then as I walked closer, I realized that she was standing on a hay bale. So she was actually like half the size that I thought she was from across the room.
So what did
she
you,
was like a human being
you thought
that was
she was
completely
like 8 feet? 8 feet?
I thought she was like a 5'10", and she was really shrunk down.
The hay bale is like what, like a foot? She's like under 5 feet?
It was a big hay bale. She was so little. She was like a human being, shrunk down, completely shrunk down, almost like 4 feet tall, just the most petite, beautiful
woman. How did that affect
woman.
Your perception of her?
Well,
Sean doesn't like the shorties.
No.
She ended up dating my buddy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Tony Vella.
Was he short or tall?
He was tall. Taller than I was.
That's always a fun dynamic.
Very much so for more.
Quite the
more
disparity. That's
must right. have been more fun for him than for me.
All right, one more, because we could go on and on, but one more that has to be said. The richest person in the world, Elon Musk.
Yeah, he was in grad school. He was in grad school.
No, Elon Musk bigger than Fred Savage.
Elon Musk went to school
with John Ritchie.
From the Wonder
Years, was a huge fan of the football team. Like, he was the only guy on the whole campus that liked the football team. So I felt good about Fred Savage. Fred Savage. Kevin Arnold from the Wonder Years.
Yeah, of course.
I thought that was really cool that he liked me. And he was the only person who thought that football was cool
at Stanford.
So
of all the celebrities, that's the only one you had like a meaningful interaction
Everyone thought water polo was cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then Fred Savage was a football supporter.
What school did you go to against? Stanford. I was about to say Stanford. I was like, that's the only school that would think water polo school, probably.
Stanford got a lot better at football since.
Yeah.
Got rid of Richie. All right. Great having Jason here in studio. Good. That's an unbelievable list. All right, so the game coming up in 10 days. Now, life advice with the hammer coming up in about an hour. Get those questions you need to know, scenarios you need help with. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line, three ways you can interact with the show. What do you need help with? I'll give you some advice in an hour. Let me give anyone who's a future interviewer advice. If you want to know what it's like to win the Super Bowl, ask Jason Kelce.
Oh, wow.
But prior to that, play some audio of Jason Kelce, so we can hear what it was like 7 years ago. Jason, I thought there were three things you said after the game that moved mountains in this town. The biggest, of course, was the speech 4 days later, okay?
Yeah.
Rocky Steps, the whole deal. I think the second most notable was what you said right after the game to John Clark when he's interviewing you and the mascot's in the background, you're quoting Rocky, right?
Yeah.
That made the rounds.
One. Yeah.
The one that I will tell you struck me the most, and I've said this many times over the last 7 years, is what you said in your locker, crying when you conveyed.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to play this audio. I thought it was...
I know which one you're talking about,
just an incredible example of an athlete just letting it out because he had just accomplished the goal. Let's listen what happened 7 years ago.
It's hard to put into words. I've been last 2 weeks after we beat Atlanta and after we beat
couldn't remember his Minnesota
after we
struggling to my head.
You know, last 2 weeks after we won, I found myself in the shower crying, dreaming of this moment. You've worked so hard your whole life to get here. Everything culminates, and I can't help but think back to a quote my grandfather gave me from Calvin Coolidge about persistence. I'm not going to say it because it's a little long and it'll drag home, but you know, he gave me that quote when I was 18 years old, when I was not given a scholarship to play at any Division I university. My father and mother told me to stay after my dream, and I've officially accomplished the best thing in this sport with a group of guys who mean the world to me. Because really, persistence is summed up my whole career. It summed up my whole life. Just keep going. Just keep moving forward. No matter what obstacle comes in your way, just keep moving forward.
Jason, I thought it was one of the most inspirational things I've ever encountered in my life. I really mean that. I was blown away by that.
I appreciate it. I mean, that was there's a lot of emotions going. And, you know, as I said there was a lot of emotions going up to the game itself. I mean, that was my first one you're playing in. And it's so surreal realizing you're about to play that game. I mean, you know, I know there's only 32 teams in the NFL, but getting there is so hard. And all week you're thinking about, and for me, I had a very, you know, up and down just way that I got there, all the way from like high school to college to even the year before it in 2016, where I just didn't have a great season. So there was just constantly, you're always, you know, questioning, you know, am I good enough? Are we good enough? And like, you think you're good enough, but you know, I don't know. It just happens continually. And then you're reminded, you just keep working, man. That's the only thing that matters. Keep working, keep trying to get better, keep trying to improve. And it just felt like the whole season kind of was that way for the Philadelphia Eagles and a lot of the guys on that team, which ultimately correlated with the speech at the Rocky Steps later. But yeah, it was a highly emotional time. It's still emotional for me. I'm almost crying right now thinking about it. But the, you know, it's everything flashes before you before a Super Bowl. Yeah. You can't help but think back and you think about how am I here? How am I fortunate enough and lucky enough to be here?
Yeah.
And then you think about your teammates and everybody else, and it's a very overwhelming experience, you know, being on the biggest stage of your profession. And I imagine anybody feels that way, right? Like, no matter what you do, if you get to that point where you have the opportunity to be known as like the best in the entire world or whatever you do, it's a feeling that is, you know, I don't know. I mean, if you put a lot into it, it's going to mean a lot to you. We've dedicated a lot of hours and time and commitment and travel, and you know, you've foregone a lot of other things in your life.
We hear you, man. Take a moment, Jason. John, you've been through this. I mean, you know what it's like.
And it was, for me, that game, the Super Bowl, was the one game I actually got nervous. I had never experienced the nerves, the not the fear, but the butterflies and then some, where I was not terrified, but it was so intense. It was so intense. I had heard, it was almost like fear. It was almost like I was freezing up. I was thinking about on the sideline, man, it takes forever. It takes forever to take the field before the Super Bowl. And I just kept thinking about the numbers that they talked about on the news the night before, the number of people who were watching this. I kept thinking about the number of people that I knew that I, you know, grew up with who would be watching this. How many people?
Well, John, you had a billion. You had a billion. Well, a billion people, but then the ones that specifically knew you.
Like, I know
all that, those people that knew.
That's what mattered to me. I'm thinking back, like everyone I ever knew is seeing this and valuing in this, and it was such a huge experience for me. And then as soon as that first hit happened, it all went away, and it was just football.
For sure.
But man, it was heavy there before that first hit.
And you try and say it all week, and I think that you have to. You talk about like preparation for this game, everything that the coach should be doing, and everything guys that have been there should be doing, but should be trying to, like, you know, bring those emotions down, because they are so magnified. It's too magnified to operate in a functional way. And most of the guys, as John said, in game time, you get to that spot. You just have to. And, you know, you still want to play the game with emotion, but that emotion is naturally going to be there. You know, I look forward to all these guys. You know, for me, I was in my second one the last time when I played the Chiefs.
Sure.
And the emotions are definitely different your second time around. You're just more of like, okay, I've been here. You're still really excited, but it's not the same as the first time you go.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm really excited for a lot of these guys for now being their second time. A lot of these guys, you know, have, especially not far removed, and they still have that hunger and desire to get their first one. And you know, it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to see, you know, those guys' emotions. And I think, I'm looking forward.
Love it. All right, let's get one more call in here with Jason. Patrick in Tabernacle. Patrick, good morning, pal.
Hey, good morning, guys. Morning, everybody. Jason, good to hear you, buddy. And listen, man, I got to tell you, Jason, I talked to you before on the air.
Yeah.
Your podcast with your brother really resonates with me. I have five brothers.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, and no sisters, and like the importance of my brothers in my life is so incredible. And like, I don't know where I'd be without them. And when I listen to you guys, that really comes through, man. I appreciate that.
No, I appreciate it, Patrick. Let me ask you a question. If one of your brothers is playing for the Chiefs, who would you root for?
Oh, hell no. Listen. I would never root for my brother.
You're full of it, brother.
Great answer.
Jason, that felt good for you to ask somebody else.
Absolutely.
Yep. All five of them would be in the bottom of the list, brother. Last week was probably the most nerves I've felt in any sporting event coming up to this NFC Championship game. And I don't know why, where it came from, man, but I was like all week fit to be tied. And listen, talking about the continuity and the in and outs of the coordinators we're seeing here. And that was a big, you know, I had the Eagles at 10 wins this year. I didn't think we'd, you know, with everything that happened, but you know, like the lack of continuity and consistency and everything with the OCs, it's really incredible. I think about it, you know, for Jalen Hurts, you know, like every year this guy's getting somebody new, and I don't know how he deals with that. I really don't, because it's you know, for me, I'm all about comfort. I like the same thing. You know what I mean? I don't like change. I don't like, you know, I you know, that's just how I roll. But
sure.
I'm just super impressed with, you know, how Sirianni and Hurts kind of and everybody else, like where we ended up last year to where we were this year.
And Patrick, it's an incredible rebound. Patrick, give me a song with historical references.
Listen, how about Dear Prudence, Prudence Farrow, Mia Farrow's sister. They hang out with the Beatles and Indian in an ashram. She wouldn't leave her hut. So they wrote Dear Prudence.
You got it, man. Patrick, appreciate that call. Good stuff right there. All right, Jason, let me throw some quick hitters at you.
Come on.
Just going to, you know, we'll just move fast on a number of topics we want to get through before you're out of here. There is a possibility the Eagles could play against Carson Wentz in this game.
How about that?
I mean, that could happen.
I didn't think about that. That very well could happen. Yeah.
Like how, and the irony, look, he could then win or he could lose. The irony, if he were to win, he's like Foles to them. And here's the other thing I'll say. It would kind of rewrite his legacy here, because we could never quite go with, like,
Carson stinks.
It would never be.
Well, I don't think that's his legacy here.
But my
legacy was he helped us win a Super Bowl.
No, but the way, like, we've dogged him in the aftermath, and if he were to beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl, it'd be outrageous.
It would be complete bedlam, for sure. I mean,
I think that breaks everyone's brain forever.
It would.
It would break the brain.
Break the brain.
It wouldn't happen.
Can I get out of bed from that point forward if Carson Wentz leads them to beating us?
Then I know we're actually living in a simulation. Then we've got guaranteed evidence.
This is the Matrix. Yep. And I just saw that black cat go right across the screen again. Glitch.
Wild.
Can't be real.
That would be, I mean, you thought you saw me excited and talking about everything I've been through post-game.
Yeah.
Carson would be on one for sure. I mean, he'd be awesome for him. He would definitely be very excited about it. But I don't know.
All right, here's the next one, Jason. So, greatest quarterback ever. You know, I would say, generally speaking, as I grew up, the baton went from Unitas to Montana to Brady. And it's straight
to Brady?
Yeah, from Montana, for sure, I believe. But now Mahomes has entered the conversation. He doesn't have the time in the game to have the accomplishments of Brady having won 7.
Right.
It's not, you know, it's not possible to get to 10 in this number of years. But there are many that believe Patrick Mahomes, is playing at a level that is a greater level than any quarterback's ever played at. Of those you've seen, which would obviously be Manning and and Brady and that, you know, and back to being a kid.
Sure.
Do you think Mahomes is playing at a level that is the greatest level quarterbacks ever played?
I don't know. I mean, the problem is, like, there's a lot of quarterbacks, I think, have stacked seasons that have been just as remarkable. The thing that's crazy about Brady and what Mahomes is doing is the consistency and the ability to do it year in, year out. You know, I think back to, like, Aaron Rodgers. Like, when Aaron was on in his prime, I don't know that. I mean, he was so impressive. And there's been quarterback. I mean.
Came up small in some big games, though.
He did.
Brady whooped his ass in the COVID playoff game.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing with, like, you know, Peyton was the same way, and then all of a sudden in some playoff games, you know, I think that that's where you kind of give the nod. But, yeah, I think that all these guys are so, so good, and they've all had seasons where maybe one season stacks up better than some of these other quarterbacks.
Yep.
But, you know, I think...
You think Brady's good?
The level of consistency at which Tom and Pat have done it, and the year-in, year-out winning. I mean, the Chiefs were just in their seventh AFC championship in a row. Yeah. They're going to their fourth Super Bowl in 5 years.
That's right.
Yep.
I mean, what in the hell? That is outrageous. That is an outrageous level of success at the highest level, where you're competing against the best in the world every single year. And I think, you know, now it's not all Pat, of course. Like, there's Andy Reid over there. There's a great team that they've been able to keep together. And then Spagnuolo coming at the downside of, like, the offense that was the stuff, like, ridiculous numbers, has really picked up a lot of slack. But, you know, as far as a guy who finds a way to win, as far as a guy who is continually getting it done, I think those are the only two that I've ever witnessed do it at this consistency, which I think you have to say those are the best two.
John, do you think Mahomes is better than Brady?
Yes. There's no question physically. He's more gifted. And, yeah, it's just a matter of time until he, if he is allowed, if his body permits him to play as long as Tom Brady does. But now with Andy there also, like, he will eventually log enough championships.
Yeah, if he doesn't get hurt and if Andy stays, then that helps him a tremendous amount.
He is a better football player than Tom Brady was.
And I really don't think Andy's going anywhere. Like, there was, like, rumors a couple years ago that he's thinking about retirement. I think Andy's in this until Pat's out, pretty much. Like, I would be. Like, why would you stop? You have the chance to do something remarkable. You've been doing your whole career, and you finally got this guy that's, like, this, like, just
Can we do that? Can we bring this up to where it's comparable to what the Chiefs are doing? The Eagles organization, Howie Roseman is masterful. The Chiefs, we know how great they are. Is it real? Does it feel? We're now two out of the last three.
Yeah,
we got the first time a quarterback is starting two Super Bowls in Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia Eagles history. Is this going to be three Super Bowls for Jalen? Is this going to be four Super Bowls for Jalen? Can this be a dynasty?
Well, it can be. I mean, of course it can be.
What's the likelihood that it's a dynasty?
What's the likelihood?
Put a number on it, Jason.
I don't know that we want to put that percentage out in the universe, but I think, listen, the reason why Kansas City continues to get it done is they've fallen into this formula where, and this is really what Tom did for the most of his career of success, which is having great defenses and then a quarterback that if he has the ball last, he's going to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And a head coach that will manage it in a way that they try to get that they can get that ball with the last opportunity. And I think Pat Mahomes has proven that. He's proven that year in, year out. And now that Spags has that defense rolling, that's the model that they continue to win games with and they continue to win playoff games with. If it's going to be a one-score game, this quarterback's going to beat yours. And I think that, you know,
17
Jalen,
times in a row. That's
Jalen,
happened.
Listen, I know Jalen faces a lot of criticism. Jalen actually, in my opinion, handles end-of-game situations really well. Two-minute situations, I think he's done a phenomenal job with that. And now with Vic there on the defense, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how this transpires year in, year out from here. And it seems like Vic isn't going anywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know that that's true. I don't want to speak for him, but it sounds like he wants to stay here.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, for Nick Sirianni, Vic, to stay and have that kind of continuity. I know we're talking about the offensive coordinator, but look what just happened to Detroit. Mm-hmm. This, when you win games, you lose people.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons Andy's tenure ended here. And now Detroit's going to have to find a way to win games. Their offensive coordinator leaving, their defensive coordinator leaving, multiple position coaches leaving. That's going to be really hard. It's going to be a testament to Dan Campbell to see how he rebounds from that. For Nick to be able to know that, like, hey, we might lose an offensive coordinator here in every so years, but we're going to retain one of the best defensive coordinators in the league. And, you know, we have one of the best GMs in the league building a roster. That's a good formula for success if we're talking about year in, year out.
All right, Jason.
And one of the best owners spending money as well.
Yes. No question.
Definitely. Thank you.
No
thank
question.
You very much.
It's unbelievable. All right, Jason, two final things. So there's the Super Bowl, but there's also Super Bowl week, which is really fun.
Yeah.
22-year-old you probably would have been denied at many doors Super Bowl week, like Maxim Party. They'd be like, who the hell is this guy? You're a rookie. Yep. Who are you? All right, I'm pretty sure you can get
it. I think I was denied at doors even when I was like 26. Yeah. No, I went to like a Super Bowl in Houston, and they denied me very quickly.
Well, I'm sorry.
But I'm an NFL player, I promise. Yeah.
All right, so.
They didn't care. They're like, what's your name? Yeah, that's you're not classic. On the list, bud.
It was probably the flip-flop.
No doubt.
I'm guessing you can get into any party at this point. Nah, I'm just taking a stab at it. So, Maybe. Like, should be a wild week, right?
Should be. I mean, listen, I think...
And by the way, you don't have to prepare for a game now, right?
Oh, trust me.
You
want
to stay up till 4 a.m.?
I'm fully aware. Listen, I think we have a New Heights party for the podcast, and that is going to be fun. I would much rather, like, go onto Bourbon Street and hang out there than I would at any freaking Maxim party.
The regular folk.
But it is getting increasingly harder to do that. So we'll see how it goes. I think, I don't know, we got some ideas lined up on ways to have fun and some stuff that we can do. I mean, it's going to be a great week. The awesome part about Bourbon Street in New Orleans is that it's all right on top of each other. I mean, everybody's going to be centrally located to that area, which is going to be complete mayhem, which I kind of love. And I think it's going to be an exciting time to not have to play a football game.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard not to have fun down on Bourbon Street.
Are you a gator eater?
Am I a gator eater?
Yes.
I have eaten gator multiple times.
So you'll test things. You'll try new foods.
I'm game for trying.
He eats five items and that's it.
I've eaten bull testicles.
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
At straight off the bull. Same. I mean, like, slice them off and cook them over an open fire.
I have cattle in Missouri, and I went for they call it branding, but you brand them and then you castrate them.
Yep.
And they have a fire there that you're heating the irons
exactly.
with and branding on.
Yeah.
And you throw garlic and butter. I didn't have nothing. It was just straight on the grill. Like, not even grill. It was just right on the fire. It was really rough.
What?
It was
really
a rite
good
of passage, I was told. It was a rite of passage.
People are eating breakfast,
they're
Jason.
They really are.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. It's pretty similar to Scrapple. It's not that.
Yeah.
All right, Jason, last thing here, Scrapple, man. So we have seen for the last 2 years now, many times, Kansas City scores a touchdown, particularly if it's your brother.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift in the booth. She's going crazy. The hugs are going all over the place. Goes viral. $100 to you.
$100, okay.
Saquon Barkley scores a touchdown.
Yes.
You hug Taylor Swift and say, go Birds!
Yeah.
$100?
$100.
I'm sure that's very tempting.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that's tempting.
I'm just saying it. Let her know the hammer says, go Birds. By the way, whole city of Philadelphia says, go Birds. And also says she grew up an Eagles fan. What the hell?
Yeah, she grew up in the
area. What is this nonsense?
She knows what everybody's cheering for this weekend. She's obviously on the other side of it. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun being down there. It's going to be, I don't know, man. I can't wait till the game starts. I don't know. That's all I got.
Here's the deal, man. Good luck to half the teams you're rooting for. All right.
Well done.
Hey, Jason, have fun, man. Have fun.
Thanks, guys.
We'll connect next week one way or the other.
Cool.
I'm not sure what the circumstances will be, but we'll figure it out.
Sounds good.
Jason, stay well. There he is. Jason Kelsey.